Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire.
Welcome to Radio Sci-Fi, your podcast for science fiction old-time radio. You're cleared for takeoff. Hello, MPIR listener. This is Clyde Jade Kale. Thank you so much for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio. In these trying times, I, as a podcaster and as the operator of Mystery Play Internet Radio, want to continue to provide some outstanding entertainment of old-time radio. However, coming up very soon, my annual server bills will come due. Please, if you have enjoyed the programming that Mystery Play Internet Radio provides, consider sending in a donation via PayPal. Go to www.mpir-otr.com and on a side menu select the donations page. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com and select the donation page. A donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You know, that extra $5 or $10 really adds up. And I want to continue broadcasting old time radio and continue to bring these outstanding shows to you, maybe to help ease your mind. Again, thank you so much for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Your men. death in their sleep, John. It should happen to you and me.
What made them do it? What made them volunteer?
Man keeps looking for something. There are no new frontiers. Only new worlds.
They had it all in the comic strips. Who's that? Who's that man? He's not one of the crew.
Well, he has to be. It's just this strange light. Wait, I'll check the card on his bunk. Card says he's Lieutenant Peter Lustig, our observer.
Huh? That's not Pete. That's an old man. Wake him up.
Wake up. You. Wake up. Come on. Wake up.
What's happened? Who is it? What do you want? Oh, ain't you Dr. Hinkson? The captain.
Who are you? What are you doing aboard my ship?
Sir, I don't understand.
Who are you? An old man with the end of travel?
John, don't speak up. Ask me.
This must be a joke, sir. You know me, sir. I'm Lieutenant Peter Lustig. What are you talking about? You don't believe me, Captain. I don't understand. You don't believe... Here, look. The identification bracelet on my wrist. My hands. What's happened to my hands? They're spotted. Twisted. Like an old man.
Wait.
Okay. John, take your hands off me.
Sam, what is this?
Give me that mirror. Give me my mirror.
Sam, take that mirror away from me.
Captain of the crew, your attention.
Condition B replaced by condition N. All clear. Return to your stations. Prepare to land.
Maybe
Someone else has been here before us, years ago. Built a rocket ship and came here. You know, that could have been done in secret years ago.
John.
That would explain all this. This architecture, those maple trees lining the road, that church steeple. Maybe they hated the world as they knew it on Earth and tried to build a new one. Here. On Mars. Sam, you haven't heard a word.
So much like my hometown. That house. That room up there. With a beaded lamp near the window. When I was a kid, I used to sleep and do my lessons in a room just like that. I'd lie there in the night and I'd be awake. And I could hear the freight trains across the river. John, did you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. Let's go.
Where?
We're going up to that house and ask questions. Where else? Come on.
Yes, can I help you?
I beg your pardon, but we want to... Well, that is...
If you're selling something, I'm much too busy and I haven't time. We're all at...
Oh, wait. Don't go. What town is this?
What do you mean, what town is this? How could you be in a town and not know what town it was?
I beg your pardon, but we're strangers here. We're from Earth. And we want to know how this town got here. How you got here.
Well, you sent to say...
No, we...
What do you want, then?
How long has this town been here?
It was built in 1868. Is this a game?
No, it's not a game. Look, try to understand. We're from Earth.
From where?
From Earth.
Where's that?
The Earth, the...
Do you mean...
No.
Out of the ground.
The planet Earth? Come out on the porch, please, and I'll show you.
No, I won't come out there. You're evidently quite mad from the sun.
Let me try, John. Lady, we came in a flying ship across space among the stars. We came from the third planet from the sun, Earth, to this planet, which is Mars. Now, do you understand?
You are mad from the sun. Go away now. Go away before I call my husband from his supper. He'll beat you up. That's what he'll do.
But this is Mars, isn't it?
This is Green Lake, Wisconsin, on the continent of America, surrounded by the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, on a place called the World. Or sometimes the Earth. Go away now. Go away!
Let's take a walk, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah?
There's something going on here. Something we don't understand. I want you to go back to the ship. If anything out of the way happens, lift the ship and get out. That's an order, Sam.
All right. If it's an order. John. Look at that woman walking towards us.
And what about her?
She looks like my...
Sam. Oh, Sam, you look fine. So grown up. But, Sam, don't you know me? It's your grandma. Your old grandma.
Grandmother?
What's wrong, Sam? Oh, and who is this, a friend of yours?
This is Captain John Black. John, this is my grandmother.
Grandmother?
So help me. So help me, John, this is my grandmother. Dead. She died 30 years ago. This is my grandmother.
Well, there's no sense standing here on the street. You just come on home. We've so much to talk about. You too, Captain. Any friend of my grandson's is mine, too. Don't stand there with your mouths open. Come on. Sam, have some more iced tea. Would you like some more too, Captain?
Yes, thank you. I would.
Well, here's to our health.
How long have you been here, Grandmother?
Ever since I died. Now, don't look like that. I said ever since I died 30 years ago.
Sam?
Who are we to question what happens? What's living anyway? All I know is here I am alive again and no questions asked. Here, Captain. Here. Feel my arm. Go ahead. Solid, isn't it? No, you hear my voice, don't you? You hear it, don't you, Captain?
Yes, I hear it. Grandmother.
Well, then, why go around questioning?
It's just that we never... Well, I... No,
thought I'd see you again, Grandmother.
Mrs. Hingston.
Yes, the more I see, Captain.
Oh, no, I just want to ask you a question. Mrs. Hingston.
Yes?
Is Mars heaven?
Nonsense. No. It's just a place where we get a second chance. Like another Earth. How do we know there wasn't one before Earth?
That's a good question, John.
Well, maybe we better get back to ship, Sam. Good night, Mrs. Hingston. Thanks for the tea.
Oh, you'll be back, of course. For supper, I mean. We're having
dinner. I beg your pardon, Mrs. Hingston.
A parade with the brass band and everything.
But the crew, my crew, look at them.
But they're heroes to these people. They're being made welcome.
The abandoned ship they had orders our court-martial every one of them.
John, listen to me. They found old relatives and friends.
They had their orders.
What would you have done?
Obeyed orders. I would have...
What's the matter?
Emma, I don't believe it. It's impossible.
Said I would find you here.
Phyllis.
Of course, darling.
Phyllis.
Of course. Who did you think it was?
This is Phyllis, Sam.
We're waiting for you.
Me.
Your mother and father.
They're here.
Waiting for you. At your old house on Oak Knoll Avenue.
You heard that, didn't you, Sam? It's Phyllis. It's Phyllis talking and... She said mother and dad and the old...
Do you understand now? I mean the crew. The same thing that's happened to them.
Yeah. No, it's all a dream. When I open my eyes, it'll all be gone. Phyllis will be gone.
Open them, John.
Oh, Phyllis.
John, like we used to. Come with me, John. Here. Look at here on the steps. Remember that grape arbor? You built it. I remember you hurt your hand and I cried and... You're very silent, John. Is there anything wrong?
Phyllis, I just had a crazy notion.
What, darling?
Suppose this... were Mars.
But it isn't.
Oh, humor me, Phyllis. Suppose it were Mars, and the Martians saw our ship coming and saw us inside our ship and hated us. And they wanted to destroy us, but in a very clever way.
Yes?
Well, what would be the best weapon a Martian could use against us with our atomic bombs, our hydrogen...
But...
Let me finish. The answer is interesting. The Martians would use telepathy, hypnosis, memory... Imagination.
John, don't question us anymore.
Suppose this town, in some other shape, a Martian shape, but by playing on my memory and my desires and my wants, they've made it what I wanted it to be.
Go on, John.
Suppose my mother and father weren't that at all, but two Martians, incredibly brilliant, keeping me under this dreaming hypnosis, as other Martians have done to my men,
but
to Sam.
You've had
had your arms around me. You kissed me. We shared old secrets. Was that a Martian hypnosis, John?
Phyllis.
Yes? What is it, John?
I'm going inside. I'm thirsty. I want to get a drink of water.
You're not thirsty. Stay here with me.
I'm going inside.
You're not thirsty, John.
Phyllis. My gun. Where did you... Put down that gun. Phyllis!
You think too much, John.
No. No, not Phyllis. That was right. Yara.
In the morning, the brass band played a mournful dirge. From every house in the street came little solemn processions bearing long boxes. And along the sun-filled street, weeping and changing, came the Martian grandmas and grandfathers, and mothers and sisters and brothers, walking to the churchyard, where there were open holes dug freshly and new tombstones installed. 15 holes in all, and 15 tombstones. Two of the tombstones said Captain John Black and Samuel Hinkston. The mayor made a little sad speech, his face sometimes looking like the mayor, sometimes looking like something else. Mother and Father Black were there too, and Phyllis. And they cried, their faces melting now from a familiar face into something else. Grandma Hinkston was there, weeping, her face also shifting like wax, shivering as a thing does in waves of heat on a summer day. The coffins were lowered. Somebody murmured about a job well done and the sudden death of 15 fine men during the night. Earth was shoveled in on the coffin top. After the funeral, the brass band played, slammed and banged, and they all marched back into town.
Classic, The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. The radio adaptation was made by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. Starring in the role of Captain Black was Bill Hudson, with Francis Urie as Dr. Hinkston. Other members of the cast included Monty Himmelbaum as Lieutenant Lustig, Mary Dean Moss as the woman at the door, Marion Richmond as Grandma Hinkston, Joellen Chambers as Phyllis, Kurt Converse as Father Black, and Roy Schumann as Westfall. Tape editors were Franklin Brazee and Vern Green. Broadcast engineer Hank Newman. Your announcer is Dick Wesson.